In his State of the State address earlier this month, Governor John Hickenlooper touched on water.
Now, if words were water, the state would never run dry.
He went on to talk about the Colorado Water Plan, an effort begun last year to solve the state's dwindling water supply.
This year, we will also complete the Colorado Water Plan, which will emphasize conservation, address incremental storage, and address drought mitigation.
With the state's population projected to nearly double over the next 35 years, the current water supply can't keep up. Drought and climate change pose additional challenges. To keep up with growing demand, Colorado will need to find an extra 500,000 acre-feet of water. That much more will be needed annually, starting in 2050. 1 acre-foot of water is enough for a year for 2 to 3 families. The state water plan is meant to find solutions. And soon, a draft plan is due by the end of the year.
I think our role is kind of twofold.
Heather Tattersall is the Watershed Action Coordinator at the Roaring Fork Conservancy. The nonprofit is part of an advisory group looking into non-consumptive uses of local rivers, like fishing and rafting. Their research could become part of the statewide water plan.
It's looking at pieces so that if or when water is reallocated, we don't injure areas that are healthy right now, and we don't further deteriorate places that are already struggling.
So, if the state decides to pull more water from the Colorado River Basin to meet future needs, Tattersall says certain areas of the Roaring Fork watershed, which feeds the Colorado, should be protected, like the lower Crystal River.
There's an in-stream flow rate on the Crystal of 100 CFS, 100 cubic feet per second. In low water years, that was down to 2 CFS. That can sort of be a red flag as a place to pay attention to. I think making sure that the places that are important to us that we know about, that we're able to use the knowledge that we have and the information that we've gained and the research that we've done to share that, to make sure that we're getting adequate water and adequate flows to protect the needs that we have.
The Conservancy's efforts will be included in a larger plan that looks at the Colorado River Basin. It's one of 9 basins looking at what their needs are and formulating plans that will become part of the statewide water plan. Jim Pokrant is with the Colorado River Water Conservation District, which aims to protect the Colorado from overuse.
We know the Colorado River Basin, all of western Colorado, is the target for helping the Front Range fill its gaps.
Indeed, the biggest need for additional water will happen in the South Platte Basin, the most populous region of the state, and an area that needs plenty of water for agriculture. Pokrant says most of the state's water is on the west slope.
It's the belief of many on the Front Range that the Colorado River system is going to be part of their salvation. We're not so sure over here on the west slope, so our version of the Colorado Water Plan will be keenly looking at that issue.
The Colorado River Basin is already stretched, says Pokrant, diverting water to Front Range cities, as well as sending water to downstream states and Mexico. Besides water groups weighing in on the statewide plan, the state wants feedback from the public. A list of places to leave comments is on our website, aspenpublicradio.org. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.